KJAN Sports.
KJAN Sports is brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, this will be the final day of the girls' state softball championships at Harlan Rogers Park in Fort Dodge. There'll be six more games on the slate today. Yesterday, four games in action. In Class 1A, the state championship is Newell Fonda. They pick up a 4-1 win over Lisbon. Mia Walker doubled and drove in two to help Newell Fonda to the title. Southeast Warren beat Wayne 4-0 in the third place game. In Class 2A, it's North Lynn winning the championship. A 1-0 winner over Earlham. Ellie Flanagan tossed seven innings, the complete game four hitter with three strikeouts to lead her team to the title. Central Springs beat Wilton in six innings, 12-1 in the third place game. Now today, action continues with 3A, 4A, and 5A finals. In Class 3A, the championship game has Davenport Assumption facing Mount Vernon at 2:30 this afternoon. The third place game in 3A has fourth seeded Atlantic facing off against Williamsburg. Atlantic 34-6 heading into that contest. Williamsburg sits at 32-11. That's a 1 o'clock first pitch, and we'll have it for you this afternoon here on the radio. We'll start it at high noon with the pregame. Chris Parks will have all the action from Fort Dodge today for you in that contest. Then later on this afternoon, it's the Class 4A finals with Winterset playing ADM in the third place game at 3:30. Boone faces Western Dubuque in the 5 o'clock championship game. And then tonight in Class 5A, Pleasant Valley plays Waukee for third place at 6. At 7:30 tonight, the championship game in 5A has Ankeny Centennial getting set to battle Fort Dodge. All those games in Fort Dodge. Well, the Pride of Iowa Conference announced its all-conference baseball teams yesterday. Among some of the area members of those teams, on the first team, a couple of area pitchers, Keegan Christensen of Lenox and Kalen DeVault of Nottoway Valley. Also some second-team selections, Mason Mather, a pitcher from Nottoway Valley, Dylan Swaney of Bedford as catcher. Infielders include Nottoway Valley's Boston DeVault and Cullen Wood of Lenox. Silas Walston of Bedford was named second-team outfielder, and Brendan Knapp of Southwest Valley second team utility. Among the honorable mention picks, Brad Larson of Lenox, Evan Fuff of Nottoway Valley, Noah Johnson of Bedford, and Caleb Pearson of Southwest Valley. In Major League Baseball action, the St. Louis Cardinals picked up a win 3-2 over the Cubs last night. That got them back over the 500 mark. The first all three runs came early for the Cards. Dylan Carlson led off the bottom of the first inning with a home run to put the Cards out in front. Nolan Arenado added another home run later for the Cardinals. Kwon Hyung Kim went six innings and struck out seven, and he picked up the victory in that contest. Also, the Tigers beat the Rangers 7-5, Braves over the Phillies 7-2, Red Sox beat the Yankees in 10 innings 5-4. Rays 5-4 in 10 innings over the Indians. Padres beat the Marlins 3-2. The Angels 3-2 over the Twins. Giants beat the Dodgers 5-3. A's over the Mariners by a final of 4-1. The Tampa Bay Rays added a big bat for the remainder of the season as they acquired slugger Nelson Cruz from the Minnesota Twins on Thursday, moments before opening up a four-game series at Cleveland. The Rays, who entered Thursday one game behind first-place Boston in the AL East, announced that they picked up Cruz and minor leaguer Calvin Foucher from Minnesota in exchange for right-handers Joe Ryan and Drew Strotman. The 41-year-old Cruz has 436 career homers and brings some pop to the lineup for the Rays. Just a day after announcing he was stepping away from baseball, Yermin Mercedes was back with the White Sox AAA affiliate. The Sox confirmed Thursday that the rookie, who helped to carry the team with his booming bat early in the season and then got sent to the minors following a prolonged slump, was in uniform for the Charlotte Knights game against the Durham Bulls. Mercedes apologized online Thursday. Well, Big 12 leaders held a call without Texas and Oklahoma on Thursday to discuss how to keep the league's flagship schools from bolting to the Southeastern Conference and contingency plans to survive without them. The Big 12 put out a statement Thursday night revealing few details, but made clear that the eight members in danger of being left behind want the Longhorns and the Sooners to stay put, and that leaving could be costly for Texas and Oklahoma. The Big 12's grant of rights, which ties a school's media rights to the conference, runs through the current television deals with ESPN and Fox, and those expire in June of 2025. For Oklahoma and Texas to leave the Big 12 sooner, they would either relinquish tens of millions of dollars in television revenue for every year the grant is in effect, or agree to a financial settlement with the conference. Well, the annual Cleveland.com preseason Big Ten Conference poll released Wednesday has Iowa picked to finish second in the Big Ten West Division. 34 Big Ten writers made that selection. Ohio State and Wisconsin were the overwhelming favorites for their divisions. The Buckeyes were picked by nearly all the writers to win the Big Ten championship game. Five writers picked Iowa to advance to the Big Ten Conference championship but received votes to finish anywhere from first to fifth. The writers' Big Ten West prediction is Wisconsin, Iowa, Northwestern, Minnesota, Nebraska, Purdue, and Illinois. The Big Ten East, Ohio State, Penn State, Indiana, Michigan, Maryland, Rutgers, and then Michigan State. University of Iowa junior center Tyler Linderbaum has been named to the Big Ten Conference preseason honors list. That announcement made Thursday by the league office. 10 members selected by the media panel with five representatives from the East and West divisions. Linderbaum was a finalist for the Remington Trophy a year ago and earned first-team All-America honors from the Athletic and Pro Football Focus. He was named a second-team All-American by the Associated Press, Football Writers Association of America, Phil Steele, and the Walter Camp Foundation, and was a first-team All-Big Ten selection by the league's media. The Solon native was named a preseason first-team All-Big Ten selection and a preseason first-team All-America selection by Athlon Sports. Hawkeyes will open up their season on September 4th, hosting Indiana in Big Ten play. Well, Big Ten Commissioner Kevin Warren says there could have been better communication, but he doesn't regret any of the decisions that he made during the pandemic in 2020. Warren received heated criticism after first canceling the football season and then reversing course and starting a shortened season in late October.
I don't have any regrets. I mean, quite naturally, we all look back over our lives, and are there things that we wish we would have maybe done a little bit differently? But if I had the chance to do it all over last year, I would make the same decisions that we made.
Warren made his comments at the start of Big Ten football media days in Indianapolis. He also sidestepped a question on whether the conference supports a plan to expand the college football playoffs to 12 teams. He says there are a lot of people to visit with.
We need to talk to our chancellors and presidents, our athletic directors, our faculty athletic representatives, our senior women administrators, our coaches, our bowl partners, our network partners, our fans, but most importantly, our student athletes and their families.
Well, pressure's building on Nebraska coach Scott Frost to make progress as he gets set for his fourth season at the helm. Frost is 12-20 in his first three seasons, including a 3-5 record and a COVID-shortened 2020 campaign.
Without a doubt, this is the most excited I've been about our team and the most confident. Part of that's talent. Part of that's just the character of the young men on our team and the culture surrounding the team.
Frost says he's confident the Huskers will make progress.
We've really been focusing on the things that we needed to fix as a football team. We've had too many self-inflicted wounds, too many errors, turnovers, penalties, those types of things that have kept us from winning some close football games. Special teams is another one.
And the Huskers will get an early start with an August 28th game at Illinois. Frost made his comments at Big Ten Media Football Days. NFL teams that experience a COVID-19 outbreak among non-vaccinated players will have to forfeit regular season games, with players on both teams not getting paid. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell warned the 32 teams Thursday in a memo that no games would be rescheduled under such circumstances. Instead, forfeits could happen. He added that the league does not anticipate adding a 19th week to accommodate games that need to be moved because of coronavirus issues. That's Check of Sports here this morning.